Last time I talked about iPad and iPhone apps to help identify birds, but the first step in identifying any bird is to actually find it. Some of the coolest birding apps are designed to take you right to the nearest bird you want to see. I saw one of these in action when I was at Florida's Space Coast Birding Festival in January 2010 when an extremely rare masked duck turned up at the Vieira Wetlands. This bird made the usual listservs and hotlines with good general directions on where people should look. But when I set out with a birder named Sam Crow, he turned on his iPhone and there was a Google map with those little pointy things showing exactly where the bird was on which pond in the Vieira Wetlands. We didn't really need such precise directions because when we got to Vieira, a dozen cars were stopped at one spot, their owners all out with spotting scopes directed on the beautiful male. But we looked at Sam's phone anyway, and sure enough, the most recent pointer was right exactly where the duck was. How is this even possible? Several years ago, the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and Audubon put together a wonderfully useful program called eBird at the web address www.ebird.org. It allows people all over the world to submit their bird lists, including the number of each species they saw, when, and where. The huge body of data has almost infinite uses, allowing scientists to track migration arrival dates from everywhere for every species, find out which populations are rising and falling or stable, and learn where it's possible to study particular species. It's also incredibly useful for birders who can plan trips knowing what birds have been seen in specific locations in recent days or weeks. And for birders who want listing software, eBird will keep track of what birds you've seen by date and location. But because people can post sightings as they happen into eBird, it's also possible now for eBird to show current locations as they're reported. If you keep your own lists in eBird, it will know exactly what birds you still haven't seen. If you happen to be on a business trip to the Twin Cities and a Dick Sissel and Henslow Sparrow are nearby, one eBird desktop application can let you know that you could see these birds on a good lunch break. And thanks to a new app called Bird's Eye, you don't need to be tied to your home computer or even a laptop to get the most current information. When Sam and I were looking for that masked duck, Bird's Eye was showing where they'd been just 5 minutes before. eBird uses Google Maps to pinpoint exact locations, and thanks to GPS, when you report birds as you see them on an iPhone app called Bird's Eye Bird Log, the software's built-in GPS will pinpoint the exact location for you. So we could see sightings of the masked duck that had been reported by people who were still watching it when we got there. As fun as bird identification apps may be, Bird's Eye and Bird's Eye Bird Log are the most genuinely useful for actually finding birds. Bird's Eye does have a photo for each species and has information about each bird written by one of the very top birders in the world, Ken Kaufman. Bird's Eye and Bird's Eye Bird Log each cost $19.99. That's very pricey for an app, but both programs are so valuable for immediate access to locations of birds right at that very moment that in my mind they're worth every penny. eBird, which will help you post your own sightings from a laptop or desktop, keep track of your lists, and find current sightings from any location on your computer, is absolutely free at www.ebird.org. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.